political parties council recently, earlier March 2024, issued a decision charging any political party seeking for the registration to pay $50,000 for the provisional license, which expires for 6 months only, and $25,000 as a full registration license, making a total amount of $75,000. On 25th March 2024, the 14 political parties aspiring for the registration delivered a petition to the political parties rejecting the exorbitant fees imposed by the council.
I would like to know, yes, who makes a decision in the political parties council, because it's my understanding that the political parties council is composed of all the members of the political parties in South Sudan. And so one would say the parties are the ones who came up with the fee.
The council is not supposed to be comprised of the members of the political parties, because such a council is supposed to be led by the technocrats, non-partisan technocrats, who can make a neutral decision. And that's why now my clients are affected with the decision of the political parties council, simply because it is politically motivated. If you can look at the 14 political parties which rejected the registration fees, including SPLM-IO, NDM, National Democratic Alliance of Dr. Lang, among others. This decision is meant to hinder or to block other upcoming political parties which are competent to compete in the political landscape in the country. And that's why we are now writing to the Minister of the Justice and Constitutional Affairs, who will be the respondent representing the government when we file a lawsuit before the African Court of Justice. After failing to resolve the issue within 7 days, then we are going to submit our statement of reference to the African Court of Justice, because we don't have trust in our legal system in the country.
The chairman of the political council, when asked by the media last time about this registration fee, he said those who fail to comply will not be registered as a political entity in South Sudan. And you are threatening to take the government of South Sudan to the East African Court of Justice, because according to you, the judiciary in South Sudan cannot handle such cases. There appears to be a standoff here.
The way forward is to seek justice before the competent court of law, like the East African Court of Justice, simply because the right to form a political party is guaranteed by our law, which is the Transitional Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan 2011, under Article 25.1. The same applies to the Political Parties Act 2012, first amendment. So it is the right for any group to join together and form a political party. And in a situation where there is an intention to block such practices that promote democracy and rule of law, then that one cannot be compromised, because this amount is nowhere to be found, John Tanza, that a political party can pay $75,000.
It appears like this is going to be another roadblock on the road to peaceful elections, because if political parties are not able to register for elections, then you might end up with one party electing itself.
That is actually the intention, because the incumbent government is fearing political competition, simply because they know that they have nothing to convince the neglected citizens of South Sudan to vote for them once again when there is a political competition between other political parties. So this is the fear of competition, and that one cannot be allowed by law, say that people can be oppressed. We separated from Sudan simply because of oppression by the Khartoum government regime. So South Sudanese could not be oppressed in the newly independent state. Otherwise, our independence will have no meaning.
There's this case that you have in your hand right now. You have written to the Ministry of Justice requesting for answers, and you have justified your reasons why this fee is very high. In the event that you don't hear from the Ministry of Justice, you are also saying you will be going to another court because you don't trust the court in the country. What if the case is thrown away from the other court?
I don't have opinion now to presume that the case will be thrown out of the court simply because it's a brilliant court of justice. It's being led by technocrats. They're independent enough, not like Southern judiciary. And I am confident that if this case is taken to the Supreme Court of Justice, definitely I'm going to win the case.